This is VI Media with Jeff Jensen, Afton Mayor. Appreciate you joining us, Mayor. You're in the middle of working some master plans for Starview Park, Canyon View Park. Had a recent request from a youth group saying we'd like to do some things out in Canyon View Park. Where do we start? Give us an overview of where you are doing the master plans for Afton's parks.
So, yes, it started last fall. We started a master planning project. Actually, it started before the fair because we put out a survey during the fair time that asking citizens to send in their desires for what was going on at the park. We've hired a consulting company, JUB Engineers, and they performed that and did an analysis and a breakdown on what was the most requested facilities they'd like to see there. And we reviewed that, and they went out and have created two examples, preliminary designs, and for each park, for Canyon View and for Starview Park, and presented them, brought them into a work session that we had with them, and presented them, and we had a discussion and talked about how we like certain aspects of one and certain aspects of another, and ask them to go back and do some combination of merging them together.
What's kind of a sampling of what we might see at Starview Park, which is over in the middle of town there by the county buildings? Sampling there, maybe a sampling of Canyon View Park,
sure,
which is the big park with the ball fields.
Sure. So Starview Park, really the design is trying to keep exactly mostly what's there, but the idea that was liked by council and at the time was there's a proposal to create a little amphitheater type thing, but actually not really raised up off the ground, but that would also be used as the ice skating rink in the winter. So it's kind of a dual purpose there, and move it off the grass and into more of a controlled area that we could. And also, probably remove the back tennis courts that aren't very well used, and probably introduce maybe a pickleball court there or some gazebos to allow people to have lunch or dinner or come visit there. The desire also is to tie Starview Park through into the back alleyway parking lot, so it kind of abuts
additional
access to that parking. Yeah, and then allows, you know, people to come park there, access downtown, but also create a connection between downtown and the park.
Okay, let's go over to Canyon View Park. A little sampling of what we got going. That's a big piece of real estate there.
That one is. So quite a few ideas out there. One of the main desires that the town has is to provide, we have several people, several youth groups and youth that play baseball, and to continue to have the baseball fields. The design has looked at having one diamond or two diamonds, and that, like I say, these are still up in the air for discussion, plus including a soccer field in there, some playground type equipment that actually blends more in with the natural wooded areas over there, so it's not just a big open playground but goes through the trees. And that one definitely will probably have pickleball courts on it, plus continue with the mud volleyball, but also keep some of that, so the gazebo, the enclosed gazebo area there, would stay. We have a council member that is very high on potentially looking at some kind of water feature in there, and that's on the list to evaluate too.
Okay, and this all comes together over what time period? There was a request at the town council meeting this past week of skate park with the youth they're interested in, kind of crowded into the chambers there for a while, and let the town council know what they're thinking, but just kind of give us a summary statement now where we're going to go with this and the time factor.
Yeah, so the time factor is we are expecting actually any day here to get the new designs from JUB Engineering. And yes, we did have the youth here to ask about a skate park and they're encouraged to work with one of the council members, Will Wilkes, to work with him, and we agree. There was a lot here interest in that, and that's what we're trying to do is whatever interest and we can do for the largest amount of people to go enjoy the park, we'll do. So we'll continue to master plan. I feel that the planning is important because if the council changes or something like that, we now know where the parks are headed, and there won't be a big change in direction of, oh, we like this. No, this council likes that. And plus it gives us funding mechanisms. We have to have the plan in place if we're going for grants or any other funding mechanisms. But so that's kind of the time frame. We're hoping to have, the plan finalized here in the next month or two.
Okay, Jeff Jensen, Mayor of Afton, talking about plans and changes for the Afton Parks.